Welcome to the Laura's House podcast series. In this installment of our series, we'll be speaking with Adrienne Nada, domestic violence clinical educator for Laura's House, about the role that therapy plays in treating the impacts of domestic violence and helping individuals and families build lives that are free of violence. Welcome to the podcast, Adrienne.
Thank you, Laura.
First of all, Adrienne, can you provide some background on the therapy and treatment programs that Laura's House offers to help clients build lives that are free of violence?
Sure. Laura's House offers individual psychotherapy as part of the emergency shelter program, as well as through the Counseling and Resource Center. Therapeutic services like these play an important role in facilitating growth and change for those who have been or are currently being victimized by domestic violence.
How would you compare and or contrast the therapeutic approach at the emergency shelter versus the approach at the Counseling and Resource Center?
Well, the course of treatment at the emergency shelter is shorter due to the 30 to 45 day maximum stay of our residents. As such, the focus of therapy may be more crisis management oriented, working through intense feelings of anxiety, sadness, and anger, safety planning, increasing resources, and short-term goal setting. Some residents are not ready to start processing the effects of abuse, but they can benefit from the support that psychotherapy offers, as well as experience some relief through symptom reduction. At the Counseling and Resource Center, we see more variety in terms of relationship status and circumstances of abuse. Some clients have left abusive relationships while others are still living with their abusers. Some need more involved safety planning while others are relatively physically safe, but they're experiencing varying levels of emotional, verbal, and financial abuse. We are also able to meet with the individuals for longer periods of time in order to move into the underlying effects of domestic violence and work more intently on self-esteem, codependency issues, and other factors.
Can you share more with our listeners about the underlying effects of domestic violence?
Yes. We find that there are mental, emotional, and behavioral symptom commonalities between survivors of domestic violence. Some survivors are experiencing the effects of multiple traumas, and they hope to reduce the symptoms of PTSD or post-traumatic stress disorder, which can manifest as hypervigilance, lack of connection to self and others, avoidance, and flashbacks, as well as other ways. Many of the clients we treat at Laura's House have experienced physical, sexual, and or emotional abuse or neglect as a child. Or they came from unhealthy environments in which it was not emotionally or physically safe to express their feelings or just be themselves. Many survivors experience self-doubt, difficulty making decisions, and lack of confidence. Some of this directly stemming from the abuser's repetitive physical abuse, name-calling, belittling, and disrespect, and some stemming from even earlier experiences. Also, grief and loss can be another underlying effect of domestic abuse. Many survivors acknowledge that they are better off without the abusive relationship, but there still can be mixed positive and negative feelings. Some have formed strong attachments to their abusers, and they remember the good times in addition to the bad. Others have to mourn the loss of the hope of what could have been, or the loss of a self or life they had known with their abuser.
What do you see as the therapist's role in facilitating growth and healing?
Well, the therapist can take on multiple roles during the course of treatment. Initially, the therapist builds a supportive and trusting relationship with the client. Often, survivors of domestic violence have little support and lack of trust in just the general safety of others. The therapist also serves as an educator, teaching clients about the cycle of violence, safety planning, and resources for help. due to the marriage and family systems background of all of the therapists here at Laura's House, clients benefit from exploring their own family of origin experiences and early messages about what relationships look like and feel like. Additionally, therapists can mediate a client's inner struggle between true self and false self, between dependence and independence, between self-love and self-hate. It's important to note that the therapist does not make decisions for the client and does not give direct advice. The survivors are more likely to empower themselves when given the opportunity to make decisions for themselves and take ownership over their lives.
What are the potential risks and benefits of therapeutic treatment?
Well, during the therapeutic process, many clients find that they feel worse before they feel better. This is generally a normal course of events. Personal growth and change may be easy and swift at times, but it also, and more often, can be slow and frustrating. Since therapy often follows traumatic events, clients may experience uncomfortable feelings such as sadness, guilt, anger, frustration, loneliness, and helplessness. With that said, psychotherapy also has been shown to have tremendous benefits. Therapy often leads to better relationships, more empowerment, improved self-esteem, and significant reductions in feelings of distress. Such benefits may also require substantial effort on the part of the client, including an active participation in the therapeutic process, as well as honesty and a willingness to change feelings, thoughts, and behaviors. There are no guarantees of what each client will experience, so clients are encouraged to address any concerns they have regarding their progress in therapy with the therapist for further exploration.
What are some examples of typical goals for treatment of survivors of domestic violence?
Well, early stage goals may include the establishment of a safety plan or an improvement in symptoms of anxiety or depression. We also may set a goal to help clients just identify their own feelings. Often, abusive relationships take the survivors away from their own feeling states because they are so preoccupied with their abuser's feeling states and a sense that they are always walking on eggshells. So this is an other-focused orientation that no longer serves them when they're trying to heal. Other goals and more long-term goals include improving self-esteem, increasing independence and self-reliance, improving personal boundaries, and learning to recognize potential red flags in relationships.
Well, before we close, can you tell our listeners more about Laura's House?
Yes. Laura's House is a community-based nonprofit organization that empowers individuals and families to lead violence-free lives. We offer a comprehensive range of services, including safe refuge for women and children escaping violent homes. We also offer legal support services, counseling, community education, and prevention workshops for teens on healthy relationships and dating violence. The inception of Laura's House was inspired by a true story about a woman named Laura from Orange County who was a victim of domestic violence. Unfortunately, the end of her particular story is a very tragic one. Her life was cut short with her untimely death at age 38. Since 1994, Laura's House has continued to grow and offer a multitude of programs and services that provide vital support and education aimed at avoiding such tragic circumstances from ever occurring again. Our mission is to change the social beliefs, attitudes, and behaviors that perpetuate domestic violence while creating a safe space in which to empower individuals and families affected by abuse.
If I'm a victim of domestic violence or know someone who is and want to help to protect either myself or them or my children or their children from future violence, how can I contact Laura's House?
Well, you can log on to www.laurashouse.org or call our 24-hour hotline at 949 888-498-1511 or toll-free at 866-498-1511.
Well, that concludes this installment of the Laura's House podcast series. Thanks so much for your time today, Adrienne.
Thank you.